The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. National Intel Report with John Stadmiller, Larkin, Texas here, filling in for John today. And we're joined by Vicki Davis, one of my favorite researchers. Her website's thetechnocratictyranny.com and thevoiceofidahonews.net or TVOINews.net. And
Let's don't forget channelingreality.com, because I've got a lot of my very earlier research there. A lot of research there.
Oh, exactly. Indeed, indeed. Channelingreality.com, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's the one. Now, you're going to be visiting with Darren in the morning. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Well, I used to do programs with Darren Weeks on and off, you know, every once in a while. But a couple of weeks ago, we agreed that I would be his co-host on Govern America, which is on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to noon Mountain Time. We talk about a lot of things that are going on. Darren is probably one of my favorite radio talk show hosts, so you can listen to that at governamerica.com.
Well, wonderful. Darren is one of my favorite talk show hosts too. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few years ago. You and I haven't met of yet, but
I'm pretty much of a computer nerd, you know. I stay behind my machine. Did you lose me? I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Oh, good. Well, we got a couple of callers on the line. Would you like to hear from some of our callers and see what they've got to add?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, we got somebody named Rome from Eagle, Idaho online with us. How are you there, Rome?
Good. How are you today?
Fine. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Actually, my question was for Vicki. Vicki, would it be appropriate to bring us up to speed as to where Michael Emery is nowadays?
Yeah, Michael is still in jail. For people that don't know, Michael was at Burns covering the occupation of Malheur Refuge. And after that ended, he was actually the founder of the Voice of Idaho News. And he was arrested. He's in jail now over in Eugene. And he just pled guilty to one count of bringing a 50 caliber gun, machine gun, I guess, across the state line. 50 cal, by the way, is a legal gun as long as it's not automatic. But he did bring it across the state line. He's going to plead guilty to that. and he'll be sentenced in May. So that's the status of that.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just been wondering. I don't know if it was you I was chatting with about it, but I did email his attorney to try and put a good word in for him, and just been wondering whatever happened to him.
Yeah, his when did you do that? Because his
it was probably about 6 months ago or so.
Okay, yeah, the first attorney that he had, he was fired because he really was not defending Michael. He allowed information to be brought into the case that was totally irrelevant, but that made Michael look really bad. So he was fired. The second attorney they gave him is a family law attorney. People, you know, family law attorneys do divorces and child custody and things like that. Totally unqualified to do a case like Michael's. So Michael was kind of stuck at that point. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the update. I do look at your site quite often, and thank you for putting the information out.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you read it. It's good to know that somebody reads it.
Well, you all have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
You
too.
Thanks for calling, Rome.
Thank you.
I guess Tom Lacovera is also in. Is he not in Oregon, but I think closer to Portland? Or
no, he's in the same facility that Michael is in. I actually did write an article about Tom Lacovera.
Yeah.
It's on my thevoiceofidahonews.com.
Slave law and other tidbits. Slave law and other tidbits, I see, in the chat room. But that was one of yours, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, looking at things from a systems point of view gives you a different perspective on things than most people look at things. So I bring things into the discussion that are somewhat might seem to be out in left field, but it connects to the systems that I see being developed. Things make sense in a context where if you don't look at it that way, they don't make sense at all.
Yeah, I wonder how many sheriff's deputies and cops on the beat in America were ever provided the memo that they were enforcing communitarian law. I haven't heard any discussion about that from our law enforcement community.
Well, they don't talk to people on the outside, but I've heard that there are a lot of cops from the inside that they don't like what's going on at all. But, you know, they don't really know what to do about it. Where do you go when you have a systemic corruption? Where do you go?
Well, and it affects all the professions and the trades, but
it does.
I
because these are you know, they've tried government by changing our systems of government.
Well, it reminds me of something that John Maynard Keynes said after World War II. He said that it was a whole lot easier. He felt that the Marxian socialists had it all wrong, but that the Fabian socialists had it right.
That's interesting that you say that, because I have been thinking that this is from the very beginning, our country has been guided by Fabian socialists.
And he said it was a lot easier to target the well-to-do, the trust fund babies, but particularly the educated class, you know, the university trained, people with multiple degrees, and bring them into the fold first.
Sure.
And then, of course, you go after the celebrities and the thought leaders and anybody that is an opportunist that can become familiar with the agenda and the code speak, as it were, you know, big money talk show hosts and the like. But also scientists and chemists and book writers And anyone within the professional class, it's easier to appeal to these people than it is to the hoi polloi, the great unwashed.
Yeah, that's going to sound kind of arrogant, but it works to feed the ego of the mediocre.
Oh, no, I think that's well said, very well said. Let's bring up Alan in South Carolina and hear what Alan has to say. How are you doing tonight, Alan?
Well, this is not where I want to start, but just the last word there. Maybe it's also like the Pharisees who were praying on the corner, thank God I am not like other people. But I'm calling because it's in the process of watching the local NBC News, mostly to get the local weather report. They had again showcased Chuck Todd gloating over his alternative factual lie dismissal of Kellyanne Conway on Meet the Press a week or so ago. It was related to the great crowd size debate from the inauguration. And I wonder, Mark, are you familiar with that or this ongoing showcasing of Mr. Todd?
Just a little bit. I really don't watch mainstream news, but I did see an interview with Kellyanne where she said that she was presenting alternative facts or something. I really didn't know what that was about.
Well, I believe it had to do with the way they were twisting the so-called facts, you know, fake news, because I saw it live that morning. And she simply said, well, it's the way you look at it, or something like that. You know, you've got to examine the alternative facts. Now, yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit to say, stupid me, I thought that alternative facts were more or less the bedrock of our so-called scientific process, which brought us into the modern age.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're always testing and retesting theories and you know, looking for flaws in the logic. And so there are alternative explanations for things that people don't include it in their theory. They pick a theory and that's what they go with. But there are alternative theories, you know, to explain some phenomenon. So, yeah, our mainstream media, I just don't listen to them anymore. The information that they present is either out and out false or it's misleading and it is always incomplete. So I don't even bother with them.
Well, and what did George Orwell say? Your earlier discussion, and at the risk of making a complete fool out of myself, if I'm wrong, I would call it institutionalized imbecility, maybe.
Yeah, I like that. I'll go
with that. That works for me, too. That works
for me. It seems like there's a very simple proof, and again, you only have my first name, so if I make a fool out of myself, I can, like Forrest Gump, go back to mowing grass and minding my own business. But
that's the best part about radio.
But, yeah, it is. But, Mark, I wonder if we have time for me to offer a very quick proof of something that I think is important.
Go right on ahead.
About alternative facts, this can be done at the kitchen table with either a deck of cards or a handful of pennies. If you sit at the kitchen table with those two things in front of you, draw out either four cards or four pennies to a group on your left. Then draw out four cards or four pennies to a group on your right. Two separate groups. Both of them have four pieces, four cards, four pennies. One of them has exactly four pennies. The other one has less than five pennies. Those are alternative facts. Neither one is a lie. In fact, they're both true. The only time it becomes significant is when, like the USA Today, they teach in the public school that 2 + 2 is something less than four. When you try to put a satellite into orbit, it simply doesn't work.
Yes. Well, okay, so the alternative facts work when you're talking about things having to do with psychology, sociology, things like that. But when you're talking about engineering, then your alternative facts don't work, because with engineering, it's true, false, yes, no, on, off. That's the world that I came from, is a binary world. It's either true or it's false. And computers demand it, you know, when you're writing computer systems.
Well, the thing that I'm laughing about is NBC seems to be so proud of this statement by Chuck Todd, and he seems to be laughing and smirking himself. What is he proud of? I mean, my God, like I said, did I make my point, or did I make a fool out of myself?
No, you made your point. I think that's a really good way to demonstrate an alternative facts.
But NBC and Chuck Todd are so proud of this, they've run it over and over and over again since January the 21st, I guess, when that interview was the next morning after the inauguration, to advertise Meet the Press. As if, here's the kind of thing you're going to get up, Meet the Press, aren't we geniuses? You look like a bunch of idiots to me. Glad you agree.
Yeah, well,
so,
you know,
that's been stewing. Like I said, I've run it by a couple of my friends who are not interested in such discussion, but since you're all off on that tangent tonight, I thought I would just call in and throw it out there for you. That's all I had, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Turn off the TV, Alan. That's all I can say.
Well, I've got the local news on the computer. I mean, the local weather on the computer. But I still have the habit of turning it on to get a little, local color commentary about what the weather's going to be like. So that's the only reason I like watching.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, folks. Appreciate what you all are doing.
Yeah, okay, well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Good perspective. Of course, I was reminded of a new word that I learned not long ago, and that word is polylogism. P-O-L-Y. Poly meaning many, logos or logos meaning logic. It's the belief that different groups of people reason in fundamentally different ways. That's all it is, and it's clear that people do reason in fundamentally different ways.
Well, sure, because you take in the facts of what surrounds you. If you take it like Betsy DeVos, she's a billionaire. Her facts about the public school system are totally different than somebody whose child is going to school in an inner city neighborhood, and the inner city neighborhood person's facts and logic are different than somebody living out in a middle class suburbs. They're all talking about the school system, the public school system, but their understanding of the world they live in is totally different. So, sure.
Well, what's interesting, whether your child or a university student is enrolled in a private or a public institution today, with Common Core, they're still teaching to the test.
Oh, and, I bet in the schools for the wealthy, I bet you they're not. They don't have Common Core in there. I guarantee you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's correct, because they've always had elite education systems. You know, where you're basically required a whole lot of money to attend, or you, Shrub got into Yale. He was a legacy baby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he got in. So they keep it within the family, the elite education, as they say. But anyway, folks, remember, you can call in if you're on the line. Hold on. We're going to take this break. Remember, 800-313-9443. Call in.
D. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. National Intel Report with John Stabmiller. This is Larkin, Texas, filling in once more for John. And we're visiting today with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, thetechnocratictyranny.com, and the Voice of Idaho News, TVOINews.net. So we've got another caller, Vicki. What you want to bring up? Let's talk to Keith in Indiana. How are you, Keith?
Oh, hi, Lark. How are you doing?
It's good to hear your voice.
I haven't talked to you for a while.
Well,
you kept me up too late last night.
Anyway,
I called in. I want to say thanks to Vicki for all her contributions over the years, and that was really interesting about mainstream computers. I didn't realize that at all, but Anyway, I had a couple comments, but I didn't catch up on the sleep I didn't get last night. So I was going to talk about just this thing about chow, and I agree with you. I lived in Kentucky 20 years ago, and this, you know, Mitch, and Bunning was the one of the state representatives. And I went to this rally where they had hundreds, about 500, 600 people. I counted the rows and and they gave a perfect slideshow about Social Security, telling us all about how they're going to make it solvent and everything's fine. And, I was so outraged. I just stood up and said, that's a bunch of rot. That's a cleverly crafted little, slideshow, except none of it's true. Anyway, people were booing and hissing, but... Anyway, what I wanted to say, Vicki, is this thing about, bringing the law of the sea inland.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to researchers. That was actually being done at least back to the 1840s.
Yes.
Think about
yes.
it. Yeah, think
because
about it.
Yes, because...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's how the British Empire was built, was that they defined international law... the Admiralty Law, and it had to do with ports, and they just built it over time. In 1921, they agreed to something called the Barcelona Declaration, and that pertained to landlocked nations, okay? Mm-hmm. So, it's all to build the British Empire, which is really now called the Commonwealth of Nations.
Mm-hmm. Right. And all you have to do is just think about it. I mean, all through the 20th century, you've got shipping. They're trucks, but it's called shipping. And they pull up to the dock, the bay in the dock, and they have to keep a log. And that goes back before the beginning of the 20th century. So, I mean, this is the law of the sea brought inland, like you say, but its roots go back further. Same thing with communism. We have Karl Marx on the scene, and before that, his mentor Moses had... the same thing applies. It's just called a new name at this time in history. It's the same thing.
Right. Well, it's all system engineering for control, control of the economic resources, control of the people. So whether you're talking about the system of law, the system to manage some function of government, it is all a system to obtain and keep control. So if you look at it like that, then yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The trading companies wanted to be able to trade. They wanted access to the resources of the countries they were trading with. And so, they defined and agreed to a system of international law, which initially was the Admiralty.
Right. I got a question I want to ask you, but I hear the music. Can you hold me over for another minute?
Yeah, stay on with us, Keith. We're of course talking about asset stripping and human trafficking. Just new guys, new names, new forms. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Won't be out in the morning dew, buddy. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew.
Boy, I sure hate to interrupt Rod Stewart. That's an oldie but goodie. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. National Intel Report. Larkin, Texas, filling in for John today with Vicki Davis. And I think we still have Keith on the line. Pick up where you left off there.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Vicki about something I heard about. But before I do that, if you don't mind, can I make a plug for an hour-and-a-half documentary? You watched some of it or all of it, but just called History of Flat Earth.
Okay.
And the one who made it is named Eric Dubay. Eric spelled the usual way, and Dubay is just D-U-B-A-Y. But I mention that because this is going to come to a head, and it's going to cause a lot of fights. And I think this is a well-put-together documentary. And a disclaimer, I don't agree with his theology. He laughs at the Bible. I believe the Bible is the Word of God and it's true. But I think he did a wonderful job in showing the whole history of heliocentrism and why everything that we've been taught just might be a lie, because he's got an awful lot of facts and evidence in there. So history of flat earth, Eric Dubay. But Vicki, I was, you know, I don't know if you go into this about singularity and organic. I mean, are there such a, is there such a thing as organic computers? They're in minute in size with mega power
storage? Well, there is nanotech. And I looked at that years ago, and I do think there is some truth to it. I can't really talk to you about it, but nano machines, you know, biological machines. I do think there is truth to that.
I'd have to go back. That's a frightening thing, really. That if they could grow these supercomputers that are so small you can barely see them, and they can grow them so rapidly, if they could link them together and I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I just wondered if you thought the organic side of computers was true, because I really, I heard it, but I just wanted to see if you thought it was true.
Yeah. Well, what I do know is that to create the chips, they actually do grow ingots, and they start out with a pile of sand, and they give it chemical treatments under heat, and it grows an ingot. And they take, when the chemical baths that they put it through determine what the properties are for the chips that they ultimately want to produce. And when the ingot gets long enough to the size that they want it, they pull it off, and then the process that it goes through is that they slice it into like discs. The ingot is actually round and long, and so they then slice it into very thin discs. And then they etch it and chop it up into chips. Actually, one of the jobs that I worked at was for Siltec in California, and that was their business, was working on the producing chips. And so I got to actually see the process of producing the ingots and it going through the whole process of slicing it up. And I worked on a system to recover chips that didn't meet the specifications, but that could perhaps meet the specifications for a different order. So that was all very interesting.
Well, that sounds fascinating, yeah. I'm thinking about it a whole different way. Like, I like Silicon Valley. They're supposed to be lifting us up, bring us to another stage of evolution, but seems like they're bringing us down into a very deep valley with all this. But anyway, again, thanks for all your contributions. I'll get off and let someone else come on. Thanks, Lark.
Okay. Well,
yeah, thanks for calling in.
That was a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, I was reminded as y'all were talking there, Vicki, that I live very close to Texas Instruments in Richardson, Texas. And I had a couple of former clients that both coincidentally owned property in Costa Rica. And one was an attorney. He described himself as a country lawyer. And the other one was a project manager at Texas Instruments. And, these were very nice people. They were good customers of mine. And I spoke to them both about some of my findings vis-a-vis communitarianism and communitarian law. And I couldn't help but note the looks on both of their faces, because as a project manager and as a country lawyer, these people, and these were mature people, you know, upper middle class type people, they somehow knew that what I was saying, in fact, the things that they were telling me vis-a-vis their own professions, somehow coincided.
Yeah.
In other words, they were seeing the writing on the wall from a different perspective, but they had important perspectives of their own.
Mm-hmm. Something that the gentleman that was just on said made me think that perhaps the real genius of Fabian socialism is that they actually engineer systems, but when they package it for the public, they package it in an emotional package so that the regular people out there never think logically about anything. They're always thinking from the brainstem emotionally about things.
And they're always reacting.
Because you react. That's what the whole emotional system is about, fight or flight, right? It's all,
yes.
Your emotional system causes you to react. Your mental ability towards logic says, wait, let's stop, let's think this through. And I think that's the real genius of the Fabians, is thinking and building in logic, but presenting in emotion.
Yeah, and when we talk about communitarian law, we can't help but want to speak to so-called reflexive law. And I noticed in studying the law reviews, and the one that I particularly focused on was from BYU, Brigham Young University. You know, it's quite the darling in the law schools today, this thing called reflexive law, because, of course, they play on emotions. They play on this overarching legal principle called R2P, or responsibility to protect. And they focus on new definitions for the word environment and even climate and, of course, community.
Sure.
And one way to keep people at odds with each other and able to see the bigger picture is if they're always at each other's throats. And so as a people, we remain divided and conquered. And this is a fine art today in the realm of polyscience courses at the universities. And I didn't even know until a few years ago that they're teaching marketing. You know, you can get a degree in marketing in a university. That's how left out I am. But I went to high school with a guy.
So long, Lark. I have to say, where have you been?
I've definitely been out of the loop for a long time. There's no doubt.
That is not new.
Well, I mean, I went to high school with a guy, and he became a professor emeritus at a university in Illinois. And I won't say his name or the company he founded, but he styled himself a psychometrician.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that is related or correlative of the theory of cybernetics, which was developed by Norbert Wiener, MIT, after World War II. And in order to have a voluntary slave system, you have to have data input. You have to have interaction. And so that's what we have. When we're actually hitting those, stroking those keyboards and speaking out over the telephone and so forth, what we're doing is we're providing the data by which they, quote unquote, can better manage us.
Yeah. Well, they have to measure your emotional response
exactly
to what they're presenting to you.
And see, part of the job of a copywriter, this is a person who creates ad text, ad slogans, marketing campaigns, etc. their job is to actually get into the mind of their target audience, the one that they have determined would be the most likely prospects for their product or service or idea that they're trying to proffer, and overcome objections. So it's a fine art. It's a fine art.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I do think it's originated with the Fabian socialists. The wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, there you go.
Well, I'm also thinking of the work of another person that was handed the title of the father of scientific management, and that was William Edward Demings. And, of course, in more recent times, we had the example of the late Peter Drucker. And that's why I say with a communitarian agenda, what we're looking at between the GOP and the Democratic Party is really just a spoils system, and they're both just two wings of the same bird. And so even if a Libertarian Party candidate or a Constitution Party candidate or a Green Party candidate got in, they're really all on the same page, just implementing different aspects of the same overarching agenda. And the way I see it, it really boils down to technological slavery. And unless we can see the forest for the trees and examine the systems as you do so well, Vicky, we have no means to fight back if we don't know or cannot identify who and or what is our enemy.
Yeah, well, that's why I do what I do. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans, the only difference really is which package of propaganda they focus on. During a Republican administration, you know, they're focused on these certain items. During a Democratic administration, they're focused on these sort of items. But underneath the administrative agencies of government, they have their marching orders that was put through legislation. And it just continues on no matter which puppet we have, you know, what color hat the puppet is wearing, the national puppet. Now, Donald Trump, I think, is a wild card in this whole thing. I don't know, since he's an outsider, we don't know what he's going to do. But
I think some of the people around that he surrounded himself, Reince Priebus and Mike Pence and others, are going to bring him into line, though. I agree, he is a bit of a wild card.
Yeah, the people, that's why I was looking at some of the people that he is bringing in that I'm really, really unhappy about. The one guy, Mnuchin, I thought I was, when I watched his confirmation hearing, I was all set not to like him, but I actually ended up being supportive of him. Because he understands these complex structures and the reasons for corporations building these offshore shell companies and how that whole system operates. So it's better to have somebody that understands those systems than it is to, you know, bring in some schmuck that doesn't understand anything, but he's absolutely perfect, not a blemish on his record anywhere, never did anything in his life.
Well, if he can bring some jobs to Main Street and employ some of the 95 million working age Americans that can't find work or are so-called precarious in a precarious way and underemployed or unemployed, then I'd say that the Trump administration portends good things for the next few years at the very least. Although I have to say that I'm a bit jaded, and so I'm watching for every sign that there, for example, there was no discussion of money or law in particular during the campaign, if you noticed. And everybody wants to talk about policy and immigration and jobs and this and that. But at the root of the problem is who controls the money, who controls the means of production, who controls the language, who has the memes, because he who has the memes has the power. And I'm also reminded of the quote, "We will rule by slogans." Joseph Stalin.
Well, you know what? What gives me hope out of this whole thing? Yeah, Trump is a billionaire. He's not beholden to anybody. But our country, the way it was built, gave them the opportunity to have their billions. And if they allow our country to fall, then who's going to take over the management of our country? Will they be able to keep their billions? I doubt it. If communist China rises to the head of the pack to lead the world, American billionaires are probably not going to be able to keep their money. You know, at least, you know, from my way of thinking, the logical thing to do would be to just take them out. Take their assets.
Well, it was American.
To the winner goes the spoils.
Yeah, it was American know-how and can-do, toughness, and everything else. I mean, I rather think at times, and I'd like to be proven wrong, that the American people, their ingenuity, their go-get-it-ness, and so forth, is really what has fueled this entire world. You know, in the past 200 years, at the very least. Let's take another call, Vicki. We have Alan in Texas with us tonight. How are you, Alan?
Good evening, y'all. Yeah, I wanted to call in and just talk a little bit more about some of the nanotechnology, like the gentleman before me. A while back, I called into Dr. Wynn Parker's show, and I wanted to ask him about, I'd seen an article on a news station about that they'd created synthetic DNA. They had inserted it into the nucleus of a cell, and the cell had lived. And Dr. Parker kind of hem and hawed, you know, kind of how he does sometimes. He never really answered yes or no. But then he comes out with me, and he says, well, the Japanese that have just announced that they have been able to incorporate nanocircuitry into the DNA strand. Now, have y'all heard anything about that? I mean, that's, I've got a background in embryology, you know, developmental biology, but I really can't see how the circuitry would interact with the codons in the DNA strand to really be able to produce anything. But then I've been out of the picture for quite a while.
Yeah,
it seems to me that anything that can be controlled externally, and if it can be integrated to biological structures, I don't think that's a very good thing.
That would be a biological robot, basically. And, you know, something else that kind of freaked me out was, you know, I heard a report that, you know, some Russian scientists announced that they were going to attempt the first human head transplant. And, you know, if they're announcing it, you know, they've been doing it. So it's kind of a done thing. But, you know, I just wonder, you know, where are all these paraplegic and quadriplegic groups, you know, because if they can do that, they can reattach, you know, severed nerve tissue, you know, the spinal cord and such, and they should be able to make all those people walk again. So it's one of those things that kind of came out as a blip, but you don't hear that much about it. It just kind of freaks me out.
Right. Well, yeah, you really have to go digging for that kind of information. I did. The biological engineering is real frightening to me, and so I don't have the science background to be able to really study it, but I do know that our healthcare system was redesigned to allow to provide the subjects for testing of genetically engineered medications and you know, processes. I mean, it was designed for that. On my old website, I have a section on healthcare, and I have something called the Human Genome Project, and that's where I really dug into it. But I started with the design of the healthcare system because of what I heard at a National Governors Association conference where a doctor from Mayo Clinic and a guy from IBM were talking about personalized medicine. And personalized medicine, obviously, is engineering. It's lifetime, real-time medical experimentation. Right.
To your specific DNA code, yes.
That's right.
The technology that's out there that's being done in these deep, deep, dark labs, who knows where, probably in every city around the country. But, yeah, you know, I noticed that in college that, you know, the brightest, you know, the smartest, brightest students just kind of slithered off into the sunset after they graduated. You know, I just got sucked into these black projects I knew several guys, you know, in computer engineering and various other fields that just kind of disappeared. So, the technology is scary.
It's a system of human harvesting is what it is. And, of course, I think this has been going on really since the 1700s. But coming into the modern age, to 1968.
Let me throw this in. That's where the public health system started. And CDC and all of that, that is all part of the public health system. And so I'm really very, very concerned about that with refugee resettlement being integrated into the public health system.
And let's not forget they redefined death in 1968.
Yes, you know, dead as an asset?
No, death as they redefined
death. Okay, I just said dead. I still haven't figured out how dead is an asset nowadays, but yeah, so goes it.
Yeah, there's
death. If you're on the other side of the transaction, the insurance transaction, it can be an asset.
All a matter of perspective, isn't it, Vicki?
It is. It really is.
All right, well, I'll let y'all go. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Well, we got a few minutes left, Vicki. I should ask you, first of all, to mention your websites once again. I think that the listeners will be well served to visit them and read some of your work, your research, because I think it's invaluable personally. And then I'll close out and mention some of my own work.
Okay. My earliest website is called channelingreality.com. And I had that for, I don't know, about 10 years, I think, before I had to move to a new platform. The new platform is called thetechnocratictyranny.com. And then I write also for the Voice of Idaho News, which is TVOINews.net. So
great stuff, folks. I encourage you to visit. I don't miss too much of Vicki's work because it's certainly been helpful to me to gain her perspective on things. If you're interested in any of my own work, I've got a couple things posted under columnists at RBN, or just do the site search feature's not working so well, but just type into any search engine communitarianism : first things first. And then at the same time, in another tab, type in Lark on Communitarianism. You'll find both these pieces at republicbroadcasting.org. I want to thank John Stabmiller for the opportunity to stand in for him today.
Thank you for having me, Lark. I appreciate it.
Well, you're such a trooper to join me. You know, I once thought if I was going to be a radio personality, I would style myself the world's worst radio host. And then prove it. Go about proving it. But you people like you make me look good, and I hope this conversation that we've had today has assisted other people in their own research about the times in which we live and what portends for our futures. So thanks once again for joining me again today, Vicki. Let's not forget you're going to be with Darren tomorrow. What times?
Yes, on governamerica.com. And it's 9 a.m. Mountain Time.
Well, very good.
Is when it starts.
All right. Well, thanks once again, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RBN, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stabmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.